For those of you who are wanting to follow the scripture reading this morning on your tablets, phones, whatever, I will be using the NIV Bible and using the book of James in the New Testament, and it will be chapter 1 and it'll be verses 12 to 15. And if I were to give it a title this morning, it would be Choices and Temptations. So to lead up to it, we're going to try something a little bit different. I'm looking for someone who is going to assist me this morning. There's no need for the worried looks at all. Michael, you'll be pleased to know it's not you. Robert, it's not you either. Don't worry, Steve, it'll soon be all over. I'm using the tried and tested method of the FFOF. That's the fickle finger of fate. And it would seem that it's come to you, Hazel. You are the chosen one. Rest easy, you don't have to get up. So, question, Hazel. Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
That is the correct answer. Here is a chocolate egg. Would you like this chocolate egg? You just have to wait and see. Would you like this egg? You can have this egg, or you can reject it and have something else in the box. That's the choice. Because it is a big box. It is a big box. You've rejected it. Right. And this time, Hazel, you've got an egg. Well, I did give you the choice. You could have had that, but no, you wanted something out of the box. So, you know, you have this egg. See? But, well, you know, you can either have this one, or you can choose something from the box. Or if it's a little bit harder, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put both these together. You can have these now, or you can choose something from the box. Okay, you've rejected these. Everybody has witnessed this. It's come off as well. And this time, you have 5 eggs. Well, that's better than the 2 that you had before, isn't it? It's 5. But you chose to reject those, and you wanted these. So, there's only one more thing in the box. It's a big box. But look, what I'll do is, I'll put the first egg, and the little egg, and the 5 eggs. That's 7 eggs that you could have right now. Or you can choose. You choose them, right? Yeah. you would have that one. Right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you this large egg. I'm going to give you the small egg as well. I'm going to give you the 5 cream eggs. And I'm going to give you the first egg. There's the whole lot. So there you are. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So that's it. Everything done. Except Hazel now has a choice. You can choose to keep all the eggs, or you can give them away.
I knew there was a trick in it somewhere.
And that choice is only the one that you can make. So, what was that all about? Every day in our lives, every man, woman, boy and girl here have to make choices. What time am I going to get up? What am I going to have to breakfast? Cereals, muesli. What's muesli all about? It's like discarded wood shavings. Toast or a fry-up. What am I going to do today? Which of the 6 supermarkets am I going to get? Buy one, get one free. Choices, choices, choices. Choices are good until we start to struggle with a problem known as temptation. You saw with Hazel's choices, the temptation was there. It's a big box. It's a big box. Yes, it was a big box, but it doesn't necessarily mean that what's inside that box is big as well. We've all seen something new. Someone attractive or unusual and thought, I must have it. I must have it. What is it for you? The object of temptation isn't restricted. It can be almost anything. Perhaps something material, like a new house, a new car, flat screen telly, the latest phone. Or maybe it's a physical sensation from food, like a steak, or a vegetarian feast, cream cake, a takeaway, perhaps alcohol, perhaps drugs, or maybe an emotional temptation that comes from the anticipation of a new relationship. Whatever the object, temptation demands, we must have it. We don't stop to consider whether it is good for us, whether it be beneficial to our family, or harmful to someone we love. Caution and loyalty are thrown out the window when temptation gets a grip on us. It can bring absolute destruction into our life if it's left uncontrolled. To put it simple, temptation is an enticement to follow our desires beyond the boundaries that Jesus has set. For example, our Lord has given us a precious gift in human sexuality. And this God-given desire is taken outside the context for which the Creator originally designed it. Sexual desire is good, but when left unchecked, it compromises our judgment and leads to trouble and pain. Are you and I allowing a single desire to control our lives? Are you continually going beyond the limits of what you and I know God approves? What does the Bible say about temptation? There are many examples. One of the first was when the disciples asked Jesus how they should pray. Most of us know the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus put in the middle of it, and lead us not into temptation. And then Jesus had the situation where Satan took him to the desert and tempted him three times. Now Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. How he did that, I do not know. I have before fasted for one day and I struggled on that. So to do 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus would have been at his weakness. But Jesus held firm and he didn't fall into temptation from Satan. Right, Di, we'll look at the scripture reading that I have down today, which again is from the book of James in the New Testament. James, of course, the brother of Jesus. And it's chapter 1, and it's, can you put verse 12 on? Thank you. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood that test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. So again, the question is asked of me and each of you. Are you allowing a desire to control your life? If so, then it's time to break the hold of temptation by turning back to Jesus in repentance, submitting to his rule over your desires and relying on his power to overcome it. Many people act as if there's no defense against temptation. With the first hint of desire, they immediately throw their hands up and give in to every little enticement. Can you and I relate to that? We need to realize that temptation is a gradual process, but it can be short-circuited at any stage. Temptation normally begins in the mind, where we live out imaginary scenarios. The human mind has an amazing capacity to create entire exchanges and experiences out of absolutely nothing. Through fantasy, we can enjoy something without ever bringing it to the real world. Therefore, since it's not real, we think that it's perfectly harmless. But a fantasy world leads to a downward spiral of enslavement. Our thoughts become so wrapped up around one temptation that it seems impossible to think of anything else. And when our life becomes focused on anything other than God, we are trapped. But here's the good news. Jesus is faithful and will provide a way of escape. Since temptation starts in the mind, that's where the battle should be waged. The only way to disrupt the process is by filling our minds with the Word of God. As we continually feed on a hearty diet of Scripture, the Word will work in us, uprooting sin, transforming our thoughts, and overcoming the tempting fantasy. The Bible is powerful. We can trust it to set us free from the burden of temptation. I read recently a piece on attitude and perspective. And the statement was, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% on how we react to it. Does Jesus need to fix something in your life in order for you to be happy? If he removes a difficult situation, you may never learn that he is truly sufficient for everything that you need. Instead, allow him to change you and you'll discover a genuine joy, whatever your circumstances that come your way. This morning, if temptation has a hold on you and you know that you need to release it, Today is the day to do it. If you need help, just come and ask. Don't let pride stop you asking. There's fellow Christians and friends here today who will talk or will pray with you. Temptation is a burden. Be released today. Amen.